get started. If you'd like to stand and join us, feel free.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm here with the announcements this morning for January the 22nd. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday School is for ages 4 to grade 5. And nursery is infant to 3 years old. We're looking for more teachers to sign up at the Welcome Center. Our next youth group event will be on Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. And we're starting a new home group this Thursday, January 26th, on the Book of Acts from 7 to 8:15 p.m., facilitated by Pastor Lewis and Ron at the church. There is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Also, there is a membership class at the church this next Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 12 noon for those who are interested. On Sunday, January 29th, we'll have our annual meeting after the church, and it will also give us time for a soup and pie Sunday before the meeting. Please sign up at the Welcome Center with what you can bring. We are in the flu season, so when we have our greeting time once the children have been dismissed, please just be aware that some people may not be comfortable shaking hands, so if somebody is waving back at you or waving at you, feel free to wave back. Thank you.
Would you stand again, and we'll just carry on.
Commands all the hosts of heaven. Who else can make every king bow down? Who else can whisper and darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What other beauty demands such praises? What other splendor outshines the What other majesty rules with justice? Only a holy God. Come and behold him, the one and the only. Cry out, sing holy, forever a holy God. Come and worship the holy God. What other glory consumes like fire? What other power can raise the dead? What other name remains undefeated? Only a holy would offer his only son. Who else invites me to call him Father? Only a holy God. Only a holy God. Thank you.
Lord, we just thank you altogether for the power of your love. We just thank you that your love is promised. It's unlimited. And just can't say enough how awed I am by the way that you love us. We just thank you, God, for this place and the opportunity to just honor you all together in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys are free to greet each other before you sit down. And kids, you're off to Sunday school.
Look at you.
Good morning. Just a couple comments. One, People's 2022 charitable giving will be in your church mailbox. If it isn't, it'll be at the office. The annual reports, if you're interested, some are still in the Welcome Center in mailboxes. One thing I want to say, so the annual meeting's next week, and of course we get to eat soup and pie first. I think we need five more soups yet. It's great to have variety. But one of the first things we do in our annual meeting is, if you've never been to one, is that we boast in God. It gives us an opportunity in this last year, things that God has done on our behalf. And as a community, we get to express those things in thanksgiving to God and what he's walked us through and been with us and strengthened us and encouraged us. So even this morning, as we go to prayer, I want to remind you that God is here. He is present. He knows what's going on in our lives, and he wants to engage with us. Let's pray. In adoration in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. We are people who have experienced the mercy and the comfort of God. Let us come before him now with silent expression of adoration and praise. Confession, Paul writes in chapter 3, verse 4, we're confident because of our great trust in God through Christ. It is not that we think we can do anything of lasting value on our own. Our only power and success comes from God. This is expressed the true focus and attitude in our hearts and minds. Where have we placed our trust this week? Has it been in ourselves or in Christ? Let us confess these instances of selfish pride. Thanksgiving, chapter 4 of Corinthians 2, verse 17 and 18. For our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long, yet they'll produce for us an immeasurable great glory that'll last forever. So we don't look at the troubles that we can see right now. Rather, look forward to what we've not yet seen. For the troubles we see will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever. People of God, let us lift our eyes up from our many present troubles into the face of Christ. There'll be a time of unending joy, life without sorrow or pain or suffering. Let us be thankful for those things that are eternal and the glory that is working within us. Supplication. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, 10, 11. We were crushed and completely overwhelmed, and we thought we'd never live through it. And he did deliver us. And we're confident he'll continue to deliver us. He'll rescue us because you're helping by praying for us. Are we or someone around us overwhelmed and in need of a rescue? God hears our prayers. He will deliver. Let us bring a request before him now. We pray for Liz and Malcolm's family, for Brian and Rita, for Will and Martha's family, for Carol, for Jacqueline's family, for Lisa and Chris, for Ray and Rowena and their family, Corrine and Isaac, Marge and Ben, for Tammy's family, for Shannon and Cam, for Matthew and Trina, and then some of the places around the world, in the Bahamas, Cameroon, Guinea, for the Ukraine and Iran, we pray for peace. For Canada and the United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then for all the unspoken requests, God, you know us better than anyone else. It says before the words are even on our lips that you know. And so, God, it's to you we turn. It's to you we pour our hearts out. Come and meet us with your grace like only you can. As the community of Jesus' followers is growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. Job 38, 1 to 15. Then the Lord answered Job. Thank you. It's my blonde hair. Job 38, 1 to 15. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind. Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you know so much. Who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations, and who laid its cornerstone? As the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy, who kept the sea inside its boundaries as it burst from the womb? And as I clothed it with clouds and wrapped it with thick darkness, for I locked it behind barred gates, limiting its shores. I said, this far and no further will you come. Here, your proud waves must stop. Have you ever commanded the morning to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east? Have you made daylight and spread to the ends of the earth to bring an end to the night's wickedness? As the light approaches, the earth takes shape like clay pressed beneath a seal. It is robed in brilliant colors. The light disturbs the wicked and stops the arm that is raised in violence.